Casey at KJL Mobile. Casey at KJL Mobile.
KDIY, statewide one.
Casey at KJL.
KJL, KADIY, good afternoon, sir. How's your Thursday going? Almost done with the week.
Quiet. Well, at least it's staying quiet. Heading back to the office to go pick Eagle for a stop for tomorrow. Besides that, kind of quiet this week.
Fantastic. Well, knock on wood, it stays that way for you. Yeah, only a little bit left of Thursday, I guess, if you're working a 9-to-5 at least. And then hopefully Friday is uneventful as well.
I actually work 10 to 6:30, so it's not too bad. Get home, just in time for dinner most days. But tomorrow, yeah, I think I only have one job with a coworker, and we'll probably span that up to the day because we've got a lot of coring and doing drilling and rewiring a bunch of stuff.
That sounds like a busy Friday. I've got stuff that ended up getting added to my calendar tomorrow morning and afternoon. So that's more than I like to have happen for a Friday, but at least it'll make the day go by quicker. By the way, I'm on a new-to-me radio, Anytone 578. Just wondering if you can give me a little feedback on the audio.
Well, sounds pretty good to me. I'm on an older GOP MDUV380, and I've had it for a couple of years and finally got it programmed earlier this year, reformatted with OpenGD77, and I'm going through OpenSpot 1 that's connected to a modem here in my vehicle.
All right, yeah, that sounds like a nice setup. I've kind of gone back and forth in my head about a mobile and a hotspot, a portable, an HT and a hotspot, or a mobile. And I've got an analog-only radio in the vehicle now, so this one, if I get everything working on it, it's going to replace that so it can do analog and digital. But I'll probably still take a hotspot with me just because there's not a lot of DMR here in the Manistee area. I got to head a couple hours south to pick up the first DMR repeater that's on the MI5 network, at least.
That sounds good to me. I knew one of the other guys gave me a Motorola X450 or something like that to try out. I actually get the power cord for it. And a mini UHF to CL259. I can put it on my antenna that's on the roof of my main, my spare one. And I'm going to play with that for a while. I buy it from them once I start.
Well, that sounds like fun. Yeah, I've got a Motorola HT. It's just a VHF, a 6550. I really like the sound of the audio on it. Not a lot to do with a VHF-only radio where I'm at, and I don't even have any hotspots that they're all UHF hotspots, so the radio is kind of an odd duck in my collection, but on an analog repeater, it really sounds great. So the audio on that Motorola mobile, once you get it hooked up, especially... that's the one thing I noticed with those is that weird antenna connector, but up to Motorola. They chose it for a reason. Who knows what it is.
I am not one to complain when I get a decent radio and I'm going to make an antenna modification on it regarding connectors. I'm okay with that. The power connector is a pretty common power connector. So I should pick one up, a 750-watt or 1,000-watt inverter. Big, thick battery cable going to it, so that's what I'm going to
be into. Oh, I lost you there. You're talking about an inverter and then dropped out. So is your mobile, it's not DC powered then, or you need like a special power supply for it? You can't just wire it into the DC system in your vehicle?
Well, I have the Elinco DR735T, and I can probably, I mean, the last time I had it in, I had it wired off to the battery terminals in my other van, but that one blew up on me. So I have a brand new van, and I got a big, thick inverter and, you know, power cable for the inverter, so I'm just going to switch right to that.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, yeah. Tap into the DC side feeding the inverter. Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a nice heavy cable and should be good clean power for the radio. I've got the kind of similar setup.
Sorry, I lost part of it. I had a phone call come in. I apologize.
No worries. Just saying, it sounds like I got you have a similar setup, or I have a similar setup to you with a big cable running to the inverter and power and stuff on the DC side off of that. Yeah, thanks for coming back to me. I've got to, I was just home for some lunch, but got to walk the dog and get back to the office, finish out the day. So I'll say 73s to you and turn it back to you. I'll be clear on your final KC8KJO K8DIY.
I'm good. Go with the dog. Yeah, I'm heading back to my office. Like I said, I get some cable for a job. So enjoy the day. Enjoy the afternoon. Try to stay warm. KADIY 73 from KC8KGO over here in Auburn Hills, Michigan.
Mike, I copied you. I don't know if you're talking to somebody.
KC8KGO mobile monitoring.
KCKJO.
Usually in the morning or the later in the evening. I'm just sitting outside of work, just kicking it. No problem. Where are you at? I'm in Auburn Hills, Michigan. KCKJO.
This is WAFU testing 1, 2, 3. 45W8FU testing.
KDAGLP is on statewide 1.
KFAS testing on statewide 1. KFAS test 2 of 2.
KB8ODB from KELP on statewide 1.
KCKG on statewide 1.